Hiya, fellas. Here's a special half-hour remember session coming to you with best Christmas greetings from Bob Young.
And John Payne. First of all, how about getting in the spirit of things with a good old Christmas carol? We sure you all know it, so how about joining Bob Mitchell Boy Choir and singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen? Remember? Well, Bob, what'd you get for Christmas?
Oh, lots of wonderful and expensive presents.
Oh, don't believe him, fellas. I happen to know that when Bob bought his new car, his daughters decided to buy him a chauffeur's uniform.
Well? Well, what did you get?
Well, for one thing, I got these $15 socks from Gloria. You like them?
Well, all I can say, John, is that whoever sold them to Gloria for 15 bucks sure took her for a sleigh ride.
Maybe so. But speaking of sleigh rides, how about taking the boys for one of the good old-fashioned kind?
Oh, you mean with horses and everything like that there?
Uh-huh, and here's Spade Cooley all hitched up and ready to handle the reins for those ever-luggin', loving
jingle
bells, remember?
Thank you.
Have you ever been on a sleigh ride, John?
A real one?
In California? Ooh, what you said.
Who's talking about California? I mean back in God's country where the snow isn't made out of cornflakes.
Fellows, if any of you from California, just ignore the last crack. Any opinions expressed by Mr. Young on this program are entirely and completely his own.
No fooling, John. Wouldn't you like to see four different seasons of the year? In the spring, the trees are green.
Well, what do you think they are in California, polka dotted? Bob, this may come as somewhat of a shock to you, but we have green trees in California, too.
And how about the winter? I mean an honest-to-goodness one. Now, get the picture. You're sitting before a roaring fire. The kids are popping corn, Junior's drawing pictures on the frost-covered windows, and outside, John, as far as you can see, the air is filled with great, whirling, white snowflakes. What do you say to that?
All I can say is the same thing Hoagy Carmichael would like to say. Let it snow, remember?
The snowman in the yard is frozen hard. He's a sorry sight to see. If he had a brain, he'd complain. Bet he wishes he were me. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Kiss goodnight. How I hate to go on out in that storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let's drop the whole subject of California, shall we, Bob? Something tells me you're going to get a sack full of sharp notes as it is.
Well, that's one way to get the guys to write. Okay, let's see what else our Christmas bag holds for the fellas' stockings. Do you remember when you used to hang up your stockings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Pop would fill it with walnuts and oranges and peppermint sticks.
And there's something else we mustn't forget.
What's that, Bob?
The little toy trumpet, remember?
Thank you.
yes, that wonderful toy trumpet. After you gulped down your breakfast, everyone rushed into the living room to open the present.
Of course, and there was always a present from Aunt Philodendron, who would sit beaming while you ripped off the fancy wrapping. And then say to her, "Oh, Andy, it's beautiful. Just what I've always wanted." What is it?
But all the other presents made up for it, especially that wonderful electric train with a double set of tracks, tunnels, water tower, and depot.
And don't forget the real electric switch that made it run.
Mm-hmm. While you were showing Pop how to run it, or he was showing you, Sis was going in a tailspin over the life-size doll Ma gave her with real hair and eyelashes, too.
Yeah, I remember how tickled Carol Ann was when I gave her two dolls and a dancing flute for Christmas.
Wait a minute. Who ever heard of a dancing flute? Are you kidding somebody, young?
Okay. Don't believe me, but maybe you'll believe it when Spike Jones and the boys tell you about those two dolls and the dancing flute. Remember?
Oh, light your fire like a bang up Christmas. Sing. Did you ever know a piccolo could dance a gig?
In case you didn't recognize Spike's selection, it was originally called The Chinese Dance and the Dance of the Flutes. It was very freely adapted by Spike from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. Now, fellas, what would you like to have for your Remember dinner?
First of all, Bob, how about serving us some kind of an appetizer?
Sure thing. Any brilliant suggestions?
Well, now, I think the singing group known as the Gingersnaps have a tasty dish the fellas might like.
Down in Charleston called the Shrimp Man, and early in the morning you can hear him sing.
Shrimp Man,
all the neighbors down in Charleston love the Shrimp Man. He comes on singing joyously as he goes up and down the city street.
Shrimp,
tents and a plate, giddy on a roll, roll, roll. Giddy on a roll, roll,
shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Any
Anybody want my shrimp?
Here comes a shrimp man.
Honey, let me tell you about these shrimp.
Dump them in the frying pan and make them jump like a natural man.
Honey, let me tell you about these roast shrimp.
Mama, here comes a shrimp man. You better come catch the shrimp man.
But I don't say la 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 the fried shrimp.
Charleston, hear the shrimp man. They hurry to the door and turn his happy song.
Shrimp man.
All the children dance and shuffle to his rhythm as he goes singing joyously, a strutting and a singing all day long.
Shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp, 10 cents a plate. Giddy on a roll, roll, roll. Giddy on a roll, roll, shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Let anybody buy my shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Honey, let me tell you about these shrimp.
Dump them in the frying pan and make them jump like a natural man.
Honey, let me tell you about these roast shrimp.
Mama, here comes the shrimp man. You better come catch the shrimp man.
Up and down the city streets, singing as he goes. Honey, here comes the shrimp man. Shrimp man. Give me an Aurora shrimp, just to nickel the place.
And you can have a bag for breakfast. And you can have a cold for lunch. And sometimes you make them in a salad.
Shrimp man. I need to get out your dish pan.
You want to hear that same thing?
Shrimp man. Jump like a natural man.
Here comes a shrimp man.
Shrimp.
Here comes a shrimp man.
Get out your pan, your big fish pan. Oh, here comes a shrimp man.
That had my mouth watering. Okay, that does it for an appetizer. What's next?
Well, how about powdered eggs, dehydrated cabbage, and luncheon meat?
Mm-hmm. John, right about here, I'd say it's a good thing the fellas can't get their hands on you. The Christmas chum, there's only one thing they want.
You mean a chicken in the pot?
No, a turkey in a straw, remember?
Yes, orchestra. Yeah.
Mighty good. How about some green peas, carrots, candied sweet potatoes and stuffing, all top off with a nice tasty sauce?
Cranberry sauce, of course.
Oh, not the turkey I'm thinking of.
Well, what other sauce would you put on a turkey?
Hey, Butch Stone, Les Brown, hop on this turntable and tell the boys, and I started to say girls, but the boys about that delicious frim-fram sauce, remember?
I love to eat. Helps me stay alive. I eat to live. Gives me all my drive. But I must be very careful. You see, I'm on a diet. And if you want to be a ragtime dancer, a 23 skidoo kid, you, Jack, had better try it. You see, I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome fade, with chifafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon. That won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome fade, with chifafa on the side. Now a fellow really got to eat, and a fellow should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish, cakes, and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-a-fram sauce with the awesome babe, with chipapa on the side. Graham crackers, soda crackers, oyster crackers, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, puffed wheat, shredded wheat, whole wheat, cracked wheat, corned beef, fried beef, cream beef. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome face and chipapa on the side.
Mighty tasty dish, John. Mighty tasty.
No, I thought you'd go for it. I know the fellas did. Now, what you going to do is serve for our remember dessert, Bob?
Pie, Natch.
Apple pie and ice cream?
No, sir. You can serve frim-fram sauce with turkey. I get the choice of desserts.
And what have you whipped up with your lily white hands, Mr. Young?
Dished out by Gordon Jenkins and his assistant cooks. It's a slice of shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy. Remember?
Thank you.
Now, all kidding aside, John and I would like to wind up this Christmas Remember program with a number which was particularly requested by Private First Class John Burns, who's stationed in Korea. It's Johnny's favorite as well as his father's. We know it's a favorite of yours, too.
It's a prayer, fellows, a prayer of trust and belief, which is something we should all have in our hearts this Christmas. Trust in those who are securing the peace which was so dearly won, and a belief that it'll be an everlasting peace.
Nelson Eddy sings this prayer for you. Schubert's Ave Maria. Remember? Our Christmas present to you, fellas. We hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, all of us here at home are waiting patiently for you to come back from overseas or the hospitals, wherever you may be. And for now, this is Bob Young again wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
John Payne hoping you'll have an especially happy New Year.
Forces Radio Service,
the voice of information and education.